From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, August 11th. Congressman Doug LaMalfa will host his first town hall in Chico in nearly 8 years. It was today and began at 7:30 in the morning. For months, dozens of demonstrators have been rallying weekly outside of LaMalfa's Chico office, urging him to host a face-to-face meeting. That includes Rudy Alvidres, who hopes the early time doesn't keep people from going.
I suspect it's early because they want a less of a turnout, but we'll see.
Alvidres says it might be hard for people with morning responsibilities to attend.
It's inconvenient. Let's see if we turn out.
Monday's town hall in Chico was at the Elks Lodge from 7:30 to 9 a.m. The congressman is set to host another town hall in Red Bluff. It will be at the community center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. this evening. In other news, COVID-19 infections are increasing nationwide. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, infection rates are rising in 45 states. It's common for the virus to surge somewhat in the summer, and so far, the increases haven't been dramatic. Dr. Jarrett Bowden is the public health officer for Butte County. He says rates in the area are still relatively low.
Right now, about 1% of all the COVID tests that are done in Butte County are positive. So that's pretty small. It's nothing compared to, let's say, last August, where about 16% of tests came back positive.
There are two new subvariants of the virus circulating this year. Neither has been especially potent. But Bowden says it's still important for people to get their annual vaccine booster. COVID symptoms are similar to flu. Fever, fatigue, sore throat, coughing, and a runny nose. Health experts say if you feel sick, stay home and isolate. Treat your symptoms and consider getting tested. And the Butte County Sheriff's Office has created a new interactive recruitment website to ease its application process. It provides detailed information about different job classifications, including job descriptions, requirements, and explanations of benefits. Applicants will also find short video clips of employees serving in different capacities. A link to the website can be found at mynspr.org. Also, officials are investigating an explosive device found in Weaverville's community forest last week. Trinity County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a suspicious item Wednesday morning and found a metal pipe capped on both ends with visible drill holes. Officials say the item was treated as a possible explosive device, and deputies called the Shasta County Sheriff's Office Bomb Squad for help. The Bomb Squad later confirmed it was a live explosive and rendered it safe. No additional devices were found after a comprehensive search. Trinity County Sheriff's Office says there is no further threat to public safety. And finally, California's Democratic state lawmakers have until August 22nd to qualify a controversial measure for the state's November ballot, a measure that would potentially counter Republican-led redistricting plans in Texas. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom and other top Democrats say they'll ask voters this fall to temporarily suspend the state's independent redistricting rules. In place of those rules, Democrats want voters to give a green light to new congressional maps that could allow their party to pick up 5 or 6 additional seats in the U.S. House. GOP plans in Texas could allow Republicans to pick up the same number of seats for their party. At a press conference on Friday, Democratic Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas said voters will get their first look this week at maps showing redrawn California congressional districts.
Once these maps are released, voters will have the opportunity to digest these maps, review them for weeks and months leading to this election.
But the proposal is drawing fire from Republicans, including Congressman Kevin Kiley, whose district could be among those affected.
This is a moment for every Californian and every American of decency, regardless of party affiliation, to speak out against the abject corruption that our governor is attempting.
Kiley introduced legislation this week to bar the legislature from making any changes to California's redistricting process without voter approval. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
And those were your headlines for Monday, August 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.